Yo, what's happening? What's good, world? Your boy Pretty Tony coming through live. Can I play a play? We up in here doing what we do, making things happen. We're going to kick the show off with a little something like this.
What up, Chris?
Yeah.
What up, Chris?
One for the treble, two for the bass. Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince back up in your face. Me and Jeff again, oh my, you say. 1985 to the Y2K. The new millennium, prophecies, I'm fulfilling them. Everywhere I go, people be yelling, yo, that's willing them. I check the rhyme like Quest. Sat and wrote some dope voodoo rhymes at my rest. The B-I-G-W-I-L-L, king of swing, and I rock well. The nail in the coffin of your average rapper. Jeff do the ditto for your average scratcher. Stature of a rapper slash actor. Back to the future on WAG, the future of rap. Tap like Gregory Hines, read the headlines. Hip hop's number one, sun still shines sometimes. Big Will is, Jazzy Jeff is, West Philly is. Ladies and gentlemen, Biz Mark.
Yes, y'all to the funky beatin'. Every time you hear me rhyme, y'all be speaking. The beat I see you making, aura taking. You're guaranteed to like me for what I am saying. The older sucker MCs that be trying to get the info. Forget the rest, cause I'm the best and I'm a nympho. Maniac and saniac, I put you in a trance. If you party with me, I always keep you dancing. I always keep you hyper, no matter what type of jam. You know I'm fresh and riper. Yeah, that's right, I'm talking about me. The place to be. I recognize the hypnotize. Every time I tell the lies, I specialize to open eyes to make you realize that you've been rocked with just plain skill by the diabolical and my man Will and Will.
Big Will is. Biz Mark is. Jazzy Jeff is. Biz, do it. Woo! For the old school.
What up, Chris?
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Richard Pryor.
I snorted cocaine for about 15 years. My dumb ass. I must have snorted up Peru. Man, bro, the big booger came out of my nose, scared the shit out of me.
What up, Chris?
Fucking black one this long. God damn.
Mark, please, I'll quit, please. Just let it stop.
Yeah, y'all to the funky beatin'. Every time you hear me rhyme, y'all be speaking. The beat I think you're making, aura taking. You guarantee to like me for what I am saying.
What's good? What's good? We back doing it again. You know what I mean? I came through. I'm going to let my man up in here right fast. You know what I mean? K. Diddy, what's happening, fam? I see you with me.
What's up, big boy? How you feeling today?
Man, you know, a little bit tired or whatever, but we do what we do. I want to first say congratulations, you know what I mean? Y'all did a big yesterday over there at IEA. Pulled off that great show out there in Henderson, you know what I mean?
Well, thank you.
And I know you were a major part of that along with my man Reg and Lady Joy, you know what I'm saying? Y'all did y'all thing, man. So Independent Acts got the exposure that they needed. You sound a bit tired there, brother.
A little bit, but it's all part of the business, though. I'm rising to the occasion, as always.
No doubt. You know what I mean? Your boy's sitting up here. It's been a weary weekend, but the show must go on. This week we're talking about, you know what I mean, truth. And we go to say, you know, it varies by who's listening and who's telling the truth. You know what I'm saying? Anybody that want to talk, press the number one. You're more than welcome to come in. Welcome to the show. Can I play a play? It's another Sunday. We're trying to have a grown folks affair here. I see a couple familiar numbers. I think that's loyalty and passion. Welcome, ladies. I see y'all doing y'all thing. 714, I see you in the building again. We appreciate you. You know what I'm saying? 813, I'm going to let you up in here. 813, what's good?
You know it. It's passion for sure.
What's up, what passion? How's that going, sweetheart?
Things are great. Things are great. Just wanted to say a shout out to Reg and K Diddy myself. We enjoyed their show yesterday, and good meeting them. And hey, we're just hanging in here with you.
Hold on, let me let your girl up in here too. I see her; she got her hand up. Let me let her on up.
I can't even call you a troublemaker today.
Five, 6, 1, you're on.
Hello, everybody that's in the room. This is Loyalty. And, you know, same thing that Passion says, good luck in your endeavor. I know it's going to really make a difference in Las Vegas, and you're going to help a lot of people. I was really impressed with what I saw yesterday, and you guys really did it. So big ups to you.
Thank you, thank you. Where Reg at? He awful quiet.
Reg ain't here. Reg ain't with us right now. He going to join us in a moment. Reg probably didn't take his Viagra today, so, you know, he probably can't get up. You got to eat your Wheaties, you know what I mean? You got to eat your Wheaties when you want to rise to the occasion, you dig?
Red got some beer, gin, and juice.
You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I just want to go along with what the lady said, you know what I mean? I didn't have a chance to spend a lot of time at the show because, you know, your boy Pretty Tone be moving and grooving. But I stopped through for a couple of minutes, and I think it's going to turn out to be a really positive thing what y'all are doing over there at IEA, man.
Cool, man. We're definitely working hard at it, that's for sure, man. Because there's a lot of independent talent out there. You know, they just lack, you know, the contacts. And some of them just the wherewithal to know how to go about to package their stuff to get it even marketable. So hopefully we can take the music business back to where it used to be, because they really used to have artist development department that really got with the artists and got with them in terms of, you know, choreography, you know, stage presentation, even dealing with the media, you know.
Now, I got to ask you a question, K. Diddy. I know, you know, this is a kind of play-a-play show, but, you know, we talk about life here and wherever life takes us. And right now, we're still kind of buzzing off the concert yesterday. But when it comes to developing an artist, you know, and beyond that, somebody, I was reading a statistic somewhere that said basically 85% of the music industry is independent artists.
That's true. That's true.
That is a big number, man.
Well, that's, hey, man, that's because the old model, man, has been torn down, man. We lost a lot of the, what you would call the mom and pop organizations, you know, the smaller record stores we used to have on in all of our neighborhoods. So we lost them. So the way to serve the music to the consumers has totally changed. So now the independents can make their money, you know, via the internet and, you know, little different guerrilla marketing tactics and just being resourceful in terms of, you know, their whole marketing concepts, man. So they don't really need the big machinery that the majors coming with. Therefore, the independents get to make the more money, and they touch the money before anybody else, which makes it make more sense to be an independent.
Okay, okay. Well, I just wanted to touch on that for a minute or two because when I heard that statistic, it blew my mind. You know what I mean? That 85% of it is the whole independent music scene, but y'all seem to think have a little buzz going, you know what I mean? And like I said, big ups to y'all, you know what I mean? Lady Joy did her thing hosting it. So, you know what I mean? Keep the movement going, brother. But we're going to switch back to what I do best. We over here talking a little bit of jazz. 714, I see you. Thank you so much for joining us again. I see you every week, and we appreciate you being here with us. Today we talking about truth, man. And sometimes it's all about who's telling the truth and who's hearing the truth, because a lot of times people hear what they want to hear, not what they're being told. And sometimes you – go ahead. Okay, Diddy.
I was just trying to say that is so funny because you could tell the truth and nothing but the truth, and some people just don't want to hear the truth. especially, you know, sometimes I want to do people that speak English speak the same English.
Well, because and that's a very good question, because you know what? As you just said, you brought up a very key point. Sometimes you are sitting there telling the truth, but it's like the next person ain't hearing you.
It's almost like they want you to, you know, you serving it medium well, and they want it rare.
Yeah. You know what I mean? And, you know, and especially when it comes to male-female relationships, as we're telling the truth, whether it be male, sometimes it's a female. Because you know me, like I said, I stick up for the women to the fullest, just the way I defend the fellas, because, you know what I mean, your boy do his thing. I'm not going to be one of those guys who let a woman talk down to me just because I'm trying to get in her drawers. Nah. You know what I mean? I got a right to speak. You got a right to speak. But sometimes, I'm going to say from a woman's perspective, she'll be sitting there telling a guy something, and he ain't trying to hear it. She like, you know what, little man, I'm going to give you a chance. You can kick it with me or whatever. But please, don't get on this boyfriend-girlfriend type stuff. You ain't my man, I ain't your woman. We just doing us, you know what I mean? Next thing you know, the dude up the next morning on the phone calling about, yeah, I think I done found the perfect girl. And homegirl laying there like, I thought we was just kicking it. Why would you call your mom and tell her something like that? You know what I'm saying? And so today I thought about it a little bit and I'm like, wow, so what is truth really? Seriously, what is the truth? Because sometimes, you know what I mean, you can have a version of the truth, a piece of the truth, or a little bit of the truth, or sometimes, you know, you give the whole truth and the point that you're trying to get across just gets completely lost, man.
What about the attitude that comes with the truth? And what I mean by that is, you know, you could tell a person the truth, and because you don't break it down and give it to them, you don't give them all of it, meaning all the players, all the names, all the parties, and why you were doing what you were doing in the process of that, then they feeling like you're not being truthful. But you are being truthful, you just don't go through that whole long, drawn-out explanation because it really has nothing to do with that person.
And to tack on to more, a little bit more to that, I'm going to give you the military phrase for that, or, you know what I mean, it's called a need-to-know basis. Now, if I'm telling you what's going on, and I choose to omit names, time, and places, but I'm giving you the general idea of what's going on, it's on you to listen to what I'm saying and figure out what's going on. And if you don't know, ask me. Don't assume nothing. Why is it we got to give name, times, and places sometimes? Sometimes those details are not relevant. And in relationships or a version of a relationship, sometimes it's better not to give names, time, and places because it's none of that other person's damn business. Now, there are times when those little details are of importance. But it's the person that's telling, I won't even say this story, I'm going to say it's the person that's telling what's going on, it's up to them to decide when, where, and how the details play into all of that. You know what I'm saying? So that is where we are today. But, wow, who else is all in here? We got a couple more callers here. I don't know why. Today a brother feel really drained. Do you feel that way, K. Diddy?
Yes, sir, but I know why.
Okay, why? Why, sir? You had a long day yesterday.
That's my number one reason right there. And the other one, it's just been, I don't know, that's it. That's the number one reason, I guess.
Because normally I'm full of spunk and viv and vitality and all them good V words, but today your boy, I ain't had much sleep. I've been moving and grooving. You know what I mean? Hey.
Well, it sounds like maybe you guys are just coming to a truth.
Say that again?
Maybe you're just finally coming to a truth. You know?
Oh, are we coming to a truth that we tired?
That you're tired. That's it. Just point blank. You're tired of what everybody is missing. You just finally came to a truth within yourself.
Huh, that's an interesting perspective on it. But the first person we need to be truthful is with ourselves. You agree?
I agree.
And exactly. That is one of the hardest truths to come to. I tell people that all the time. If you're not truthful to yourself, you can't be truthful to nobody else, because if you're fooling yourself, hell, you got to be fooling everybody else, too.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So that's where we are. So, Lady Passionate Lady Loyalty. As I like to consider y'all my experienced ears on the line, because y'all believe, I don't know which one of y'all always remind, I've been around a few blocks.
Passion.
That's passion.
That's passion.
Okay.
A few blocks here.
Passion. You know, tell me what do you think so far about this whole truth thing? You know what I mean? Are you one of those women who'd be like, I just want a man to be truthful? Or are you talking about the truth that you want to hear?
No, I want real truth, whatever it is, good, bad, and indifferent. Truth.
Can I respond? I want to throw something out there. Now, when you get the truth, to what degree do you want the truth? And what I mean by that is, because I am the type of person, it's easier for me to say the truth the first time. Now, some women I've noticed, not all women, they want a man to qualify his response. And to me, that's when it starts getting irritating, because it's not my nature to just to lie. I give the truth the first time, and then if you don't want that, then I'm subject to say anything after that point. But I'm not gonna sit up and divulge your business or anybody else's business because somebody else wanna know. You know what I mean? I'm just not gonna do that. I'll answer the question truthfully. And I leave it right there, but I get perturbed when somebody wants to drill you. And I'm sure you guys can relate to that. Some women have a tendency to want to drill their man because he don't touch on every little bit of an answer. He'll just answer it, you know, just bluntly, curtly, quickly. And it, but no, that ain't it. Well, what about this? And then he answered that. Then what about that? And then he starts feeling like he's on trial. And he didn't do nothing wrong in the first place.
That's called making the truth fit. And no, I don't need to make the truth fit. I'm going to respect what you said. Like I said, good, bad, or indifferent. And going back to what Pretty Tony was saying a minute ago, my girlfriend, Loyalty, and I were just talking earlier about the fact that some people feel that they have to paint you a picture. Different strokes for different folks. I'm just the opposite. I don't want somebody to, you know, write me a story to tell me something. Just give me the highs and lows. My own common sense fills in the rest of it, whether it's right or wrong. If I can receive it, it's right for me. You know what I'm saying? But to hear you just talk about, you know, all the, you know, the details of conversation. No, I don't want that. So, yeah, make it short, sweet, and simple.
Okay, hold on. 813, I saw your hand pop up. You want to say something? Go ahead.
That's passion. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I don't know if something happened in the reception, but, yeah, that was still me. And I was just saying, no, I don't need you to tell me all the details of truth. Just tell me the truth.
Now, Pretty Tony.
Okay, that's understandable. And that's where we're going to go with that. Because, you know, but you just made a very good comment when you said sometimes we're all too busy, or sometimes people want pictures painted. And I think that's what K. Diddy was hinting at, that you don't put it out there and some people want to keep drilling you, and like they waiting to hear what it is they want to hear, even though you, the first time from the get-go, you had said what it was.
Exactly.
Is that where you were going with that, K. Diddy?
Absolutely. Ain't that some irritating shit? Then you start feeling like, damn, I think she think I'm a child. I know I told her once. Now she still asks me all these questions, and now I'm feeling like I'm being cross-examined. And then if you don't trust me, then we don't even need to be talking. You know what I'm saying? And why am I sitting here allowing this? That's when that male thing starts getting flustered. Why am I even allowing myself to be cross-examined and drilled in this manner? I know I said what it was. Now, if you don't accept what I got to say, then we don't even need to talk at all. You need to get on out of my face.
And hold on, to even go further with that, that's when you kind of feel like, you know, it's best I just don't say nothing, and that's when you're told you have got an attitude.
Exactly. That's when you shut down. That's when you stop talking to each other and start talking at each other.
You know what I mean? And that's not good for anybody. You know what I mean?
Boy,
that
ladies,
ain't never good for anybody. Before we go any further, I just want to say that we're having some technical difficulties here. It's not on our part. It's on Blog Talk's part. The switchboard is kind of acting up a little bit. So if anybody got their hand up and I don't acknowledge, give me a couple minutes here. I'm getting it together. But we're still on doing what we're doing. You know what I mean?
Pretty Tony, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you loud and clear. Go right ahead.
Okay. To what Kay Diddy was saying, on the other hand, especially, and from what Passion was saying, I'm one of the people that really could care less about what people want as far as their truths are concerned. Because, like you said, people are only going to listen and hear what they want to hear. I shut down. After you ask me the first time and I give you an answer, after that, you could peg me as a liar or whatever have you, because I told you the truth, and because you couldn't accept it, I'm going to tell you just anything, just to not only get you out of my hair, but out of my face.
Yeah,
and that's
one of the things, and I can agree with that, because everybody has an individual right to some personal space, and if I'm standing here and we're having this conversation, and you know, it's going back and forth, and like you said, it's getting to the point where you just want it to end. Sometimes you end up just saying whatever,
right?
Just for it to come to a conclusion. I know I do it all the time. I'm guilty of it because, you know what I mean, it is what it is with me. We don't need to be going round and round in circles, running around the same track, because it's going to bring you back to the same conclusion. So
mm-hmm.
If you're acting like you're some damn detective and you're asking me the same question 6 times, and I done gave you 3 responses. What, you looking for consistencies in my damn story? I'm a grown-ass man. I don't feel the need to be going back to the same question 6 times because I don't do that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And so and sometimes that's asking too much of the next person, and that's where we all get lost sometimes because you're like, well, if I can see, why the hell can't you see it?
Yeah.
That's when the whole conversation starts shutting down at that point because you feel like they're not hearing what you're saying. For whatever their reasons are, they just not hearing it, so it's best that there's some space there because obviously there's no trust, there's no understanding, there's no nothing because they obviously are looking for something.
That's the truth. That is the truth, brother. And, you know what I mean, that's why when I brought this topic up, I was sitting giggling to myself because I kept asking myself, what exactly is truth? You know what I mean? And, you know, they say truth hurts. And a lot of times, because, you know, very few times, you know, sometimes the truth is okay. But there are times when truth is just not bloody pretty, man.
Yeah.
And if we put it out there for what it is what it is. You can't, if it's truth, if it is in fact truth, there's no way to get around it. And sometimes that's the hardest thing for the next person you're dealing with to understand that. If this is the truth, no matter how many times you ask me, no matter what direction you come from, we're going to come back to this one point. Now, you see, and that's the thing about a lie. A lie won't bring you back to the same point. Lies will bring you to somewhere near the same point, but not the point. But the thing about the truth is, what it is and what it was and where it is just what it is where it is. You know what I mean? So that's how I personally feel about it. You know what I mean?
Well,
hey, Diddy, don't fall asleep on me. You there with
no,
me, Buck?
I'm not falling asleep, but you say, you know, the truth will bring you back to the same point. You're absolutely right, but it won't bring you back with the person that you left with in the same manner, because when you come back to the truth, you don't want to even deal with that person because they didn't put you through the scrutiny to take that journey. They have to come back to the truth, and that just basically lets you know that they didn't believe and trust you in the first place. So when you come back to the truth, you really don't even want to deal with them no more.
Sometimes we have to allow an individual to take that truth and go off into their own corner and face themselves and come back. And sometimes they can come back with a more refined understanding of what you were saying to them. And you can reconnect with them. So you can't just throw the person out because you guys ran upon a misunderstanding, you know, at a momentary moment in time. Sometimes we have to allow people to be able to come back from that.
Well, you speak for yourself, girlfriend.
There go the KD that we know, boy. There go the KD that we know.
For things.
So I take it from your comment that you couldn't take it from the initial.
If someone presented some truth to you and you couldn't take it from the initial point where they presented it to you, wouldn't you like to be given the option to go and you know, look at that in your own little world and come back and, you know, present yourself in another light?
No. Only because, let me say it this way. I'm sounding like my girl Joy. I've been in this business a long time.
Oh, Lord, here we go.
I'm talking about my girl Home Bucket. She knows who she is. But anyway, I've been in this a long time, so therefore I've always have been pretty much accused of something or another. So my force field has been up a long time, and it's really irritating to me because basically I'm a low-key kind of quiet kind of guy. I really don't bother nobody, you know what I mean? But because of the industry and because what's out there, people assume because there are so many things out there that you partake in all of them. But I've learned that you can't do that and really survive, you know, and be healthy. You know what I mean? So I'm kind of reserved. But for people that really don't know that about me, they're really quick to assume that you do this, you do that, you do this, you do that. So everything that you say to them, you're constantly being cross-examined or questioned, you know, and that's irritating to me.
That's
hey,
not
Katie,
story.
I that's what you mean, because people will sit up and they will talk to you one way, but then their thoughts have already tagged you as something other than what you're saying, and then they expect you to actually come back and paint that picture or live up to the picture that they have in their mind about who you are.
Yeah, you got to prove that you're not that person, and I'm like, why? I got to prove anything to you. You know what I mean?
Well,
you know, so
why would you want to?
But you guys are talking about people who have insecurities within themselves. That doesn't have anything to do necessarily with just a point of truth. And
why doesn't it? Because the truth is you shouldn't judge anybody regardless. You shouldn't even question anybody regardless. Either you made a choice to deal with that person or you don't. And if they do something that you feel like you can't deal or accept with for one reason or another, you separate yourself from it.
There you go. There goes the key element right there that a lot of people, and that's what I've been kind of just here, even though I'm tinkering with the computer, that's kind of what I've been waiting to trail into the conversation, where people don't understand that you've grown. You got the choice to step. Now, people describe a statement as, like that as cold-hearted, but it is a fact. Once again, it is a truth, and no matter how you approach it, it comes back to this. We have the choice to deal or not to deal. So choose a suitcase. Which number do you want? Go right ahead, go right ahead. No, that ain't working either. But, yeah, you know what I mean? People have, Dom, the choice to deal with a situation or not to deal with it. And, you know what I mean? Like I said, I say all the time, somebody 10 years into a relationship, and from the first year they got into it, they've been complaining. And after 3 kids and 10 years, you're still complaining. My God, man, when is the light bulb going to come on? Seriously.
I don't know, because we got kids together, and I can't leave her.
You know what I mean? Seriously, when is the damn light bulb going to come on after 10 years and 3 kids, and from day one, I can't stand this, I can't stand that, oh, she's pregnant again, I can't stand this, I can't stand that, oh, he cheated again. Hello, each day of your life, each moment of your life, you can never get back, never. Ever, ever in life. And so you have a choice to make your life the best that it can be, or you can choose to wallow in misery. And that is a truth. And once again, it might be a hurtful truth. But that's what it is.
I think we all understand what you're saying, Pretty Tony. And yes, after 3 years and or 10 years and 3 kids, I understand exactly what you're saying. But in the beginning, when you're first meeting people, how do you get to know people? How do you get to fill them out if you aren't open to some kind of, period of getting to know someone?
Well, and see, there it is. It once again comes down to a choice that you made, that you say to yourself, okay, this is what I'm willing to put up with.
Oh, I understand, because I'm one of those that, you know, I'm quick to run. I don't put up with a whole lot, you know. But somewhere we got to say, hey, if we're ever going to get anything and have any kind of lasting situation, we got to be able to be willing to go through a little something, I guess. Otherwise,
the key thing that you just said is a little something, because nobody is perfect. Nobody
right.
comes onto this earth except the man from Galilee, who maybe in God in his infinite wisdom. That's why the story of the Immaculate Conception said, well, you know what I mean, he ain't gonna have no earthly daddy that he came out of, because them folks got issues. So maybe that, but none of us walking this planet are perfect. So you have to be willing to put up with some things. And, you know what I mean? But there are other things that you shouldn't have to put up with. If in the first month you got a black eye, I think there's a good chance.
It's going to happen again.
Yeah.
That's a sign.
So I'm not talking about nothing minor. Like, you know, dude won't put the top of the toilet down. We men. That's the last thing on our mind.
Right.
So, you know, if you're going to leave somebody over the top of the toilet not being put down, you're going to be a lonely old bitty.
Exactly.
Ooh. You know what I mean? Or if in the first month or two, even the first year, she cheated on you twice, that's a sign.
Sign. Yeah, and that's where we have to be able to distinguish between what's a sign and, like you said, what's imperfection in another person. No, because
you feel that all these signs are a truth in its own right. All these signs are a truth. Somebody's trying to tell you something.
Yeah, a sign is a truth.
Everything.
Yeah, I mean, so something minor like, when you met her or him, they were going through a rough patch in life, and you decided you want to look out for them a little bit. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, you see signs that they're trying to better themselves. You got to work with that individual, because we all hit rough patches.
Exactly.
But if in the first 6 months he or she ain't been to a job interview, that's a sign.
Yes.
And there's that's a lazy individual that doesn't want nothing more than what
you
give them.
So That's where you got to draw the. That's where you got to distinguish. If they've gone out for 6 jobs and didn't get them, and you know for a fact they went to the interview, that's just a rough patch.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? But if in six months there's not one job application, they ain't trying to do nothing. You know what I mean? So there are certain things, and these are the things you have to distinguish, and that comes back to truth once again.
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to let, you know, the fact that, okay, here, this is how I know that life has a sense of humor, because this happens over and over again. This individual who, and that's how a lot of people get in messed up relationships. All the time, these people I'm describing about in 6 months, they ain't had no job, I even tried to find one. Those are the ones who you be having mind-numbing sex with. So, you know, you want to make every excuse for them, because, you know, especially women, girl, nobody ain't made me shake like that before.
And a shake can't pay your bill.
Thank
you. A shake can't bring you to a truth. So, let me shake this loot.
Or, you know, he done met her, and, you know, he done told her to stop stripping, so she stopped stripping, and he picking up the whole tab now, and 8 months later, he like, well, when you going to get a job? She like, all I know how to do is strip. But you see, that sex game got you messed up.
Yes.
But the truth of that situation is that you already had issues from the get-go if you're going to be driven by a truth, and that is, you let sex run your life. And every one of us knows somebody like that, be it male or be it female, and this is the truth. We know somebody messing with somebody who we know is no good for them. They know it. And when you're sitting around talking to them, as soon as I get home, girl, so by the next morning you call it, so did you do it? Nah, girl, I got home and he was just so romantic. I'm going to give him a little bit more time. You're chuckling. So, Laura, just passing, I think you've had this discussion before with somebody?
Oh, yeah, that's it.
On a regular basis when I try to bring truth to other females when they're talking. Yeah, I've had this kind of conversation on a numerous amount of occasions, and it's always the same truth. They don't want better because they're not striving for better. They are happy with what they're doing, even though they like to complain. The truth of the matter is you like to complain and you don't have any ways or any means of getting out of that to find yourself in another truth.
There you go. And the key thing in that statement is no true intention. You know what I mean? The codependency has developed, and it's become a part of you now to complain. So that has kind of intertwined itself. At first it started off as you complaining, but now the complaining has become a part of you. That is your truth. You want to complain because, like I said, truth be told, we all have, you know, we're not living in a society. Now, there are other cultures that if you're with somebody, you're stuck. You can't get out no matter what they do.
Yeah.
This doesn't happen to be one of these cultures. We live in a society where we're able to make the choice to do and feel and say as we please because we're grown. And if your truth is that you choose not to take advantage, that's on you at the end of the day. But ladies and gentlemen, I finally got this switchboard up and running, and I am going to take quick little musical break here, so don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want you to know that I'm hooked on your body, and I'm trying to be yours. Radio killer. Weave it up like a roller.
Check where you at. Oh, yeah, there. Bikini up.
She going right. She going left. Right. Right. microphone and cameras up, cameras flash. I'm 50, trying to laugh. I wanna change her name to Mrs. Max. There's nothing left to say. She rockin' as she likes. She rockin' as she likes.
Soldiering through, even though I'm feeling a little tired, you know what I mean? But, you know, the show must go on. We got obligations, we got responsibilities, and we got to do what we need to do in this life. K. Diddy, where you at, fam? I guess he ain't with me, so I'm still here, riding along. K. Diddy, get at me, boy. You on the air. Where you at? You done fell asleep? Eat your Wheaties, dog. Hit the number one. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? We rolling this week without Lady Joy and Reg, you know what I mean? They had a rough, long day yesterday. Dr. Mandrake is doing his cosmic thing, but your boy Pretty Tony is here with you as always. Loyalty and passion, my faithful supporters and listeners, riding with your boy. Greatly appreciate y'all. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to keep the show going. Now, we were discussing truth and its varying aspects and sometimes people wanting to say and do what they feel the truth is. Hold on. Let me let my folks up in here with me. 813, you on with me?
It's passion. I was going to say, Tony, what I've learned is that people come with different ideas of truth.
Yes.
Different levels of understanding about truth.
Absolutely.
And they're coming from different experiences. So, yeah, truth does not mean the same thing to all people. So, for that reason, that goes back to what I was saying earlier about you having to be able to give a person a chance because you have to be able to understand, if they even understand, what you're saying. When you're telling
that's
the truth.
True. And it comes back to the key word in all of that is understanding, because a lot of people don't understand themselves. They've never and it is so sad because, you know, I grew up, you know, I mean, like I don't make no secret of it. I grew up on the rough side. I graduated cum laude from the University of Hard Knocks. And if they had a master's degree, I'm somewhere one of their top graduates. You understand what I'm saying? But nonetheless, I do not use that as an excuse. You know what I mean? A lot of us never grow to truly understand ourselves because of the circumstances of our life. You know, having kids too early, messed up relationship with our parents, the environment we grew up in. So we don't truly understand ourselves, but we go through the motion of life and think we're living, but we're really not because we don't know ourselves. And so, the you know, truth is a thing that depends on experience. It depends on knowledge. It depends on understanding, comprehension, all those good words that you can throw out there for people to pick up on what you're saying. Because all of us have had a conversation with somebody where you try not to talk to them like they're in the third grade, but you slowed your speech pattern and you're like, do you understand the words coming out of my mouth?
Exactly.
But they're still not hearing you. And then that's when another discussion starts where they're saying, well, you're talking to me like I'm stupid. No, I'm trying to tell you something. I'm trying to give you my truth, and you're trying to give me your truth. And the only way a relationship truly works is when we can come to a truth that is our truth.
Exactly.
That defines us as a couple. Not what my mama said, not what your mama or your daddy said or your homegirls or my homeboys, but what is our truth? You know what I mean?
Yes.
Oh, thank you. So you find some truth in what I just said.
Absolutely. I'm on the same page.
Okay. I appreciate that. Area code 760, thank you so much for joining us. 714, I see you still rolling with me. K. Diddy was here, but if he fades in and out, y'all got to forgive him. They had a long, long day yesterday, along with Reg and Lady Joy. They hosted that big, big concert over there with IEA, but we're still going to keep the show rolling. If anybody has anything they want to say, press the number one. I'm glad to let you in. You're on Can I Play a Play with your boy, Pretty Tone. And as a matter of fact, since, you know what I mean, loyalty and passion are rolling with me, today they're going to be riding shotgun with me. Loyalty and passion got my back, as they do every week. And ladies, I so, so appreciate y'all for rolling with your boy. And we'll be out here talking some real life shit. Straight up, you know what I mean? And a lot of times it's not comfortable because we all got a little bit of learning. I learned from y'all, y'all learned from me, because we're coming from two different sides of the fence, and we're just talking about issues that have ruined relationships, that a lot of people never bother taking the time to figuring themselves out, you know what I mean? A lot of people don't even take the time to sit down and talk to each other, to get to know each other, but are engaged in a relationship. And there is no truth in that. Believe me when I tell you that. You know what I mean? Beyond sex, beyond somebody being appealing, beyond the cologne and he dressed nice, she looked good, she got a big ass, there has to be much more to a relationship. And a lot of it is the uncomfortable stuff that a lot of us are not comfortable talking about. So we keep it locked up in the closet, and we don't present the truth for what it is. You know what I mean? The truth is not always pretty, but if you intend, you know, I'm going to give y'all a game. You see, Pretty Tony putting this out there, and I hope that my voice and my trend of thought can help people. And, you know, if what I got to say ain't for you, pay me no mind. You know what I mean? But truth be told, in relationships, you have to sit and talk. And I'm not talking about talk about the bills. I'm not talking about the kids. You have to talk. You know what I mean? If you see a person doing a certain thing and you intend to be with this person, you got to be like, why do you do that? There might be a story behind it. There's something that he or she may have, that have been to that triggers that behavior. You know what I mean? Or, you know, because a lot of us tend to bring baggage with us from other relationships. Male and female do this. And this is the truth. You judge somebody new by the actions of somebody old. Not saying you shouldn't do that, because sometimes there is some truth in there, but at times a lot of that is just you bringing the old into the new. So you can't let the new blossom. Let go of old goodbyes so that you can embrace new hellos. That is a truth from your boy Pretty Tony. And I'm being oh so real when I tell you that. Where am I?
Well, if I can inject, I'm going to say we respect you for your truths, Pretty Tony. That's why we call in every week.
For real.
Because
I don't know if I have told you ladies how much I genuinely appreciate that, because y'all help me to keep going, you know what I mean? And I like doing this. It is what I do. And what I like doing is a lot of times people hear the names of the books that I've written, and they hear my name. So they judge, and then until they get in here and they listen to me, like, oh, okay, didn't expect that. But I'm okay with that, because that's one of the reasons I've done it. You know what I mean? A lot of people, especially females, they expect me to be a male chauvinist pig or something of that. I step up for the fellas, but I'm one of the first that will tell you sometimes a brother ain't shit.
Keeping it real. That's what we like about you. Yeah. And is that a truth?
That is the truth. You know what I mean? And sometimes, you know, for my brothers, I got to enlighten my brothers, because we've been taught to base a lot of what we feel and what we think on our masculinity and sexuality pertaining to women. Then you find yourself locked into one of the most miserable relationships, all based on physical attraction. And the truth in all of this is that you have got to get beyond the tits and the ass. Are these things important? Of course they're important. But
only to a certain degree.
Certain extent. Just the same way I tell females, get over big dick. This big dick that you're so in love with might be the gates of hell for you, because beyond that momentary satisfaction, the truth be told, is there's nothing else attached to this dick. The brother has no soul.
Yeah, you just locked the anatomy.
Say that again?
You just locked the anatomy.
Yes. You know, so, and that is the truth. And so one of the biggest truths we need to make is with ourselves, as we look at ourselves in the mirror and accept who and what we are, not what somebody else wants us to be. You can't be defined by another person. You cannot be defined by another person's opinion. You can listen, and sometimes there is constructive criticism going on, because we all need to step it up a little bit. Shout out to Player Step Your Game Up. But as the word self-esteem suggest, it is how you feel about yourself, what you have to offer yourself in this life, and where your life is going. Because if you intend, you know what I mean, a booty call is a booty call, so you can't make much of a booty call. You had sex, that moment has passed, let's keep it moving. But if you intend to engage in a relationship with somebody, there is a whole long streamlined process that you have to go through that goes beyond that. And you have to tell them, this is what I'm bringing. This is who I am. This is the good and the bad of me. And the truth in that is most of us are not comfortable revealing the bad. But if you're with somebody, they need to know the bad, because there's only so long you can mask it. There's only so long you can avoid, because as time goes by, your true self will show. And you expect somebody else to do the same. Because the truth is that if they don't reveal who they are, you don't want to be into it, having a child, building a home, and then boom, you come home and your damn husband got your bra and panties on with a damn paddle that says spank me, and you never knew that.
Yeah. Well, it's one thing, like what you're saying is something, a problem with this society is this society does not teach us to love ourselves first. Before you can love someone else, you've got to love yourself.
And that's the truth.
That's how you acquire that self-esteem you're talking about. When you love yourself, then you don't want to harm anybody else. you don't need to tear somebody else down. But as long as you're not feeling good about yourself, that's all you have to offer. You know?
There you go. There you go. And so most of us, the truth of most of us is that we don't want to identify with the bad in us, but you got to go inside in order for the outside to be better. Because if the inside is screwed up, all you're going to be spewing is negativity, and negativity is what you're going to attract.
Or you're going to be running forever. And that was the point I was trying to say to K. Diddy earlier when I explained to him that sometimes a person can offer you a truth, and at first perception of it, you could get offended, hurt, or whatever. But if you take it away and you think about it, and like you said, go inside yourself and find out what about that truth doesn't work for me. Sometimes you can find out that there's a fear that you have that you're hiding that keeps you from being able to be okay with that truth. And when you, you know, can overcome that, perhaps you can come back to them and say, I understand now. And
even beyond that, sometimes a lot of that, you see, and that's one of the reasons I do shows like this, because especially in I'm going to say the black community, but it's any community in general, you know, people tend to mask over stuff like that, that we got some real underlying issues hiding in our subconscious. You know what I mean?
Right.
A lot of people don't even know that they have a subconscious.
Mm-hmm.
There are things buried in there that somebody did to you or said to you years ago that you've never addressed, but time has kind of built a Band-Aid over it. And sometimes
right.
those Band-Aids come off and crap come roaring into your mind and into your soul that you weren't aware of, but you got to address these things before you can deal with anybody else.
Exactly. So you have people running around here never really living a real life. Everything about them is a game or a lie or whatever, because they're so busy, like you said, trying to hide that secret part of them that they're running from.
And
that they can never reveal to somebody else.
Yeah, you can't hide it because it's, you know, if that is who you are, it is who you are. Now, sometimes you can do something that will allow you to embrace it, like me, Eastern philosophy and meditation and Buddhism and a lot of other combination of there above have worked for me, because didn't know one thing work. But a lot of things have gradually helped me to make peace with myself and accept Pretty Tony for who and what I am. That there's a duality to my nature. You understand what I'm saying? But that's okay.
Yeah.
Brother Reg, I see you. 481. What's good, fam? Hit that number one so I can let you in so the good folks can know you here. Oh, there you go.
Good morning, man. Put that good afternoon. See, I just woke up, put that show, that concert to bed, man. That was a project.
Yeah, we know it was a monster. I got to talking about it earlier, so I told everybody to forgive. Because, you know what I mean, y'all, you know what I mean, and, so welcome. How you feeling, brother? By the way, congratulations. Y'all pulled it off. You know what I mean?
Thank you. Yeah, that's the point. So y'all were talking about the truth. You know, I came in late. You saying the truth varies is the subject of the show?
Yeah, we're talking about truth, be it self-truth, relationship truth, the truth in general, and it varies. Sometimes it's who's listening and who's telling it.
Yeah, that's how you get your version. It's what the person hears. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, I know, because, you know, the world used to be flat. That used to be the truth until they got better information.
You're right,
I
brother.
It changes, you know. So, yeah, I guess you're right.
And then, one of the greatest truths that we're talking about, too, Reg, that's what we're discussing, is this self-truth and understanding who and what you are in the very moment that you are in your life. You know what I mean? What do you think about that?
I think I can give you an example of how that the truth of that. If you've ever done, you know, I know you've explored some different metaphysical, spiritual avenues. I've done a lot of that stuff myself, including mystery shows, Buddhism, and some other things. Tarot cards. I mean, what people would call the occult, metaphysics. One thing for sure, if you're seeking knowledge, you know, which the occult just means, you know, the hidden knowledge or the truth. Say you read a tarot card. Now, you might be able to read cards for somebody else. You can just tell them what you see. It's like a window into the cosmos, kind of like a window into the factors that are affecting what's going on. It's easy to tell somebody else what's going on in their life. But when you read for yourself, that truth is hard to connect to. You know, you see the cards and you're like, you have a tendency to want to take it. You know, to make it like, well, no, I don't really need that. It means like, but once you realize the truth, the real truth is, even what you see there is not set in stone. It's just an indication. And the truth is, you can change it. So, a strong relationship with the truth, I think, is the key to self growth and self evolution.
Exactly.
And it's funny you should say that, Reg, because I always tell people this one thing here. I say, destiny is unfolding by each second. And sometimes the destiny to the left differs from the destiny to the right or the one straight ahead or behind you. And I think I see Dr. Mandrake on that 629 number, Reg, and he can further discuss this. Let the brother up in here. Dr. Mandrake, what's good?
Hey, Pretty Tony, how you doing?
Hey, it's all good, brother. This is your moment to shine because we over here discussing stuff that's your world, you know what I mean?
Yeah, my,
revealing the cosmos. What's good?
My door has opened. One thing that I want to address here as far as the cosmos is concerned is that Venus is in retrograde. Mm-hmm. Venus is in retrograde in Aries. Now, what that means is that love situations and also money situations may be confusing. For the next 2 weeks, there may be a lot of different misunderstandings when it comes to money, a lot of misunderstandings when it comes to love. Okay. Now, also, I want to touch upon the zodiac signs. Also, at this point in time, Aries, all the Aries out there are dreams of success and need to be very, very practical. As we know, sometimes dreams can not always become reality, or dreams can be too big for reality at times. So you want to keep your dreams in check. Taurus, avoid situations that create anxiety in your world. Okay. Geminis, you're in danger of getting in over your head at this point in time. If there's some kind of project that you're working on, try to be practical about that project if you can, because you are in danger of getting over your head. Now, after this Venus in retrograde is over, then you can pursue the project as you would. Cancers, the spotlight is on you, but keep your ego in check. As we know, sometimes power can corrupt. Also, fame can corrupt. So I have a feeling that the Cancers out there should think about, you know, what they're doing. Leo, beware that someone isn't taking advantage of you right now. There's someone in your world right now that's trying to take advantage of you. Virgos, you are in control of your actions, but do not give in to convenience. Libra, separate from the emotion of the crowd and think for yourself. Sometimes the crowd can be intoxicating. Sometimes you can get involved into the crowd to the point that you separate yourself from your own thoughts. Scorpio, pay more attention to inner and spiritual needs. I think you were talking about that earlier, weren't you?
Yes, we were.
Okay. Sagittarius, you are apt to throw away all of the good opportunities right now. So, you know, keep that in check. There are people coming at you that may be very valuable to you, but you want to make sure that you look at all of the circumstances and not leave any, thing to, in other words, not overlook anything. Okay, Capricorn, if you feel that you need someone to help you, you need to take more responsibility for taking care of yourself. Okay, and I think that just spells it out directly. Aquarius, wishful thinking can lead you into questionable relationships. Check out what people say about themselves before you make a move. People will often give you cues in what they're really planning, even though they may be lying to you, but they will tell you the truth. Now, Pisces, you are in a small group of people with great responsibility. Even though the people that are around you are not that big, I mean the size of the body of people that you're around are not that big, you still have great responsibility to these people to make the project go good. So that's basically what we have today in astrology. And each and every person that is their sign knows exactly what we're talking about, and they can work on the problems or enhance their abilities and gifts. So I give it back to you, Pretty Tony.
Hold on, Dr. Mandrick. I saw Reg had his hand up. Reg, you wanted to ask the doctor something?
Okay.
Yeah, we were talking about Scorpio, which I happen to be a proud representative of. And
I had a feeling we were going to come back to that. Go ahead.
I was talking about reading cards, the sister study was the truth, and how easy it is to read someone's cards for them, for another person. But when it comes to reading for yourself, you have that tendency to want to try to twist the truth that you see there to make it more palatable. So I wanted you to speak on that. We've had that discussion before.
Yeah, it's very true. It's easy. The best thing to do is have somebody else to read your card if you feel that you are twisting the truth in your own world. And it is true that if you see something bad, you have the tendency to probably lay the cards out again or try to make the cards say what you want them to say. Okay, that may not be good. The cards are going to tell you the truth.
The truth that even if you see the cards good and bad, is just your perception. Because if you what you see is bad, it's not really bad. It's just an indication of what you need to work on.
Yeah, true. Keep in mind, you have the energy. You are the energy that drives everything. Okay, the energy is inside of you. So if the cards tell you something, that's how it is now. You do have the power to change it. You have the power to change anything. So, yeah, you're right.
Hold on, Dr. Mandrick.
Go ahead.
I think somebody else had a question for you. 813, do your thing.
Mm-hmm. Hey, it's Passion. Dr. Mandrick, I was just wondering, mm-hmm. how long has Venus been retrograde?
40 days.
How Almost many?
40. Oh, it will be in retrograde for 40 days in 2 weeks.
Okay, so it's been in it, almost 30 days, about 24?
Yes, it's going to be out of retrograde on the 16th.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Now, Dr. Mandrick, you know you got to tell the good folks where they can come holler at you at, man.
Where I am, and I always am, is 1-800-275-5336, and that's extension 058-5050. Once again, 1-800-275-5336. Extension 058-5050. And you can also reach me online at drmandrake.com.
Right on.
drmandrake.com. So
as usual, Doc, we thank you so much for coming through and representing on the Can of Play, a play show with us. You know what I mean?
Well,
one of these days, you're going to have to see your boy Pretty Tony reading, man. One of these days, you're going to ask, what's going on with Pretty Tony, Doc? You know, since you in the cosmos, tell Pretty Tony what's going on with him right now.
Well, right now, success is in your around you a lot. Money, success. Well, no, you know what? Not necessarily money. Success can always come, doesn't necessarily have to always come in money. It could also come in the form of people. It could also come in the form of things as well. But I'm seeing that success is coming to you in the form of people, not just the people that are listening to your radio station or your radio announcement here, but also the people in your regular life. You keep in mind, you have a golden, maybe I should say a golden aura around you. And I know you've probably experienced this all your life, okay? But this golden aura attracts people to you. Am I not correct?
You're a funny dude, Doc. You're saying that because you know me personally, dog. You're saying that because you know me personally.
Okay, but am I not correct?
I ain't answering that question. It could get me in trouble.
No, I could never get you in trouble when people like you.
No. But all jokes aside, Doc, you know what I mean?
No.
I have been who I am my entire life. It was confusing.
But no, it's just natural. It's just natural for you.
Yes, it was confusing when I was younger, but as I got older and I allowed myself to grow into who and what I am, a lot of things became clear to me. So you're right, sir. I do, yes, people are, I do tend to just bring people in.
Yeah, and that's good. That's a quality that not a whole lot of people have, you see. And it's also a gift, and you use it very wisely. So continue on. You continue on your path and don't change. I have a feeling you're not going to change. You haven't changed yet. You're not going to change now.
Nah, Doc. I have this statement I tell people. It started about maybe 8 years ago. It has taken me a long time to grow into the skin that the universe gave me. I was never comfortable with it, but now I accept it. I know who and what I am, and I have figured out what I was sent here for, you know what I mean? So thank you for reaffirming that, because I just threw that at you and you gave it back to me, but you already knew that I knew that.
Well, yeah. Okay, but
you know,
also in the beginning of any reading, I tell a person what they already know so they can understand that what I'm going to tell you about your future will also come true. You see,
you know,
so I'm telling you what you already know. And like I said, in your future, you have a very, very bright future because you have this golden aura around you. And it's like a golden magnetic aura, and it draws people in. But you don't use it for evil. You use it for good, and that's a very good thing.
Yes, sir. Like I said, I just got here. You know, there was a time a brother did use it to his benefit, trust me.
Okay, we're talking about now.
Now, yes, the universe was patient enough with me to let me grow and understand it and know how to deal with it and know how to share it, because the key to it is sharing.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And a lot of people don't like to share. I share, and I share openly.
Exactly.
If anything you can pick up from me that helps you better yourself, I give it. Because,
yeah,
you know what, there's enough forces of negativity, but I see K. Diddy got his hand up. He must have finally woke up, because I done called his name like 7 times, and he wasn't there. K. Diddy, what's good?
He can't handle the truth.
Say that again?
You can't handle the truth.
Oh, I can't handle the truth of why you fell asleep on the phone?
I can't take it anymore. I can't take it anymore.
Yeah.
Well, the time is upon you. You must take it.
Oh, I also got a message for Big K. Diddy. You there?
What's cracking, baby?
Chart is ready.
All right, then, boy. All right.
And you see, y'all might think I'm playing. The boy was asleep. Y'all hear his voice, right?
He's there. The chart is on his way, so kept my promise. You know.
As you should, my brother, as you should. It's a beautiful
thing. Dr. Mandrake, thank you so much for joining us this week. You know what I mean? Y'all good folks know where to reach my man at drmandrake.com. He's going to be on the line. Matter of fact, let me throw this out. If there anybody that got any questions for Dr. Mandrake, hit the number one so you can holler at him for a moment. You know what I'm saying? I don't see any takers, but he'll be here for a moment. So if anybody got a question
for the
doctor.
The time, and I'll also be on the line.
Okay.
Also,
Hold on, Doc.
Okay, go ahead.
Say that again.
Okay.
No, I'm sorry for cutting you off, Doc. Go ahead and say what you were saying, brother.
No, I also want to say congratulations for the concert yesterday, because I was not able to make it because I had a lecture. However, I heard great things. Also, too, I want to say out to the people that are listening to, if you can, lend your prayers and put as much energy as you can into the U.S. at this point in time, because at this time we are in a lot of trouble, and I know a lot of bad things have happened, you know, in the United States or with the government of the United States, but at this point in time we need to lend a helping hand to this land where we live to make it stronger, you know, because it is a great land. Even though there are people in some places that may not be doing the right things, you know, this is our home. So I just want to put that out there.
You see, that's what I love about this show, man. That's what I love about this show, because that's some real talk right there, Doc, because that all falls into the category of playing with life, you know what I mean? We do live in a great country that provides all of us with great opportunity if you know how to go about seeking it. And there have been a lot of mistakes made, and, you know what I mean, on the president's behalf, you know what I mean, dude trying to do the best he can, but I also want to put it out there that the man is not a miracle worker. He can only do what he can, and he's up there dealing with the good old boys. And if the good old boys don't will it, it ain't going to happen. No matter what he say, no matter what he do, it's a process. And, you know, everybody, I guess, is expecting miracles. It's going to take time to undo the damage that's been done over the last 8 years, not only here, but on a global scale. Uh-huh. You understand what I'm saying? Go ahead, Reg. I see you got your hand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the whole reason we did the concert in Rock the Economy is so that we can help President Obama from the street level up as opposed to waiting for something to trickle down. And I say President Obama, and I think that's one thing that we should all do is let's not even refer to him as Barack, but let's, you know, address him with the title. I've noticed that on the news, some of the news reports are a little slack on respecting that. Sometimes they say Barack, sometimes they say Obama. But this is not only the first African-American president, but this is the first president in a long time that seems to have the capability of really turning things around if he can get our support. Now, the president just went to Europe, and he went in there amidst a storm of controversy and negativity, people just, you know, with a bad taste about the United States and the president of the United States. And he came out pretty much with everyone on his side. You know, he made some points, but he's changed the way the world is perceiving America, and that's very, very important in this time because we need the world's support if we're going to fix the economic crisis. You know, they say, America sneezes, the world catches a cold. You can see as soon as we had our economic crisis, the trickle-down went around the world. So we're at a turning point now, and that's the truth, where we can either once again be the leader of the world by helping to resolve this, or like the Chinese are saying, even our currency would no longer be the world standard. So I just wanted to throw that out there that, you know, we have to support our president on a local level by learning to be entrepreneurs, to do business with each other, and to as Dr. Mandrake said, you know, to keep a positive energy and keep positive prayers and pray for us as a group, not just individually, and learn to work and think as a group and not just individually.
Man, I love it. You see, on the can of play, a lot of people don't even realize they can tune in and get some thoughtful conversation like that pertaining to, but everything ties into the game of life. Everything ties into what we're saying. That's another truth that the man just spoke. You know, whatever our personal beliefs, you understand, we got to bind together right now because we are in some uncharted waters right now, good people.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? And right now, as fast as the holes are being made, they're trying to plug them up, and it's going to take some time and effort, and it, you know, it's going to take a whole lot of work on all our behalf to get through this. So everybody out there, Reg just brought up a very key point, because at the end of the day, I'm a hustler. Y'all better get y'all hustling spirit up. The spirit of entrepreneur better be born here, because a lot of times, in the worst of times, also are some of the greatest opportunities.
Amen.
And that's something that a lot of people are not saying right now. Everybody, you know, the news is so negative that's hammering us every day. But in this, the midst of all this, is still great opportunity. You know, when you can find a four-bedroom house for $110,000, that is opportunity. The only problem is a lot of us ain't got the down payment, but where there's a will, there's a way. You got to let the universe do its thing, but you got to take the first steps, and that's the truth right there. You got to take the steps. It all comes back to what I was talking about earlier. It still ties in. It's all about taking a look at yourself and saying, do I really want to make these steps to better my life? Because a lot of us, you know what I mean, if we need to come up with money for, you know, we got a class reunion or we're going to a family reunion and we know we got to be stunning on everybody, we come up with the money to rent the Cadillac and buy the outfits and make sure this and that is done and buy the plane tickets and do this and that. And when all is said and done, $2,000 gone just like that, all because you wanted to floss. But if you were to sit down and try to find the money for a down payment, you wouldn't apply the same amount of effort and put the same amount of thought process into coming up with this. You just throw your hand up like, I can do it. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. You know what I mean? So it comes back to that whole truth process again. But we're coming down to the final minutes of the show. As usual, it's been a good one. You know what I mean? We sat up and talked. You know what I mean? Loyalty and passion came through and hung out with your boy. And we so appreciate it. 714, I see you there. I'm not quite sure who you are, but you listen every week, and we also appreciate you. Reg, I see you got your hand up again.
Yeah, we were talking about the truth, and you were saying, you know, the truth can kind of change. And we thought, if you want to use the word recession, the recession is kind of like a tide. You know, when the tides change, the level of the ocean comes in, so the shore comes in, you know, on the sand, and then when it recedes, recession, it goes out on the sand. The water doesn't go away. It just goes someplace else. You were talking about opportunity. Opportunities have just changed direction. There's still money out there. It's just gone in different direction. And being an entrepreneur in this climate means that you have to be open to the truth of where things are really moving. You know, you even talked about the homeowners market, and when you talked about a down payment, there are houses you can get right now. If you just talk to people and you really wanted to get a house, there's something called subject to the existing loan, which means there are people who will just let you just get the house caught up and you start making the payments, and you don't even need credit. You just need a little bit of cash to get it out the hole. They just want to get out of it. So there's a lot of situations developing right now that you can take advantage of. There are people doing the same thing with business. The people who just, they're tired of fighting the fight, and if they could get some new blood to come in and fight with them, they would go ahead and do that. So there's some partnerships being developed right now in business where people are just asking people to just come in and help, you know, where they can't afford to pay employees. But if you can help them keep their doors open, they may make you a partner or, you know, give you some stock or give you a part of the business, that type of thing. So as opposed to listening to the news and being discouraged, right now you should be looking for opportunity, and don't be afraid to ask for what you want. Just ask.
Straight up, and to add on to what Red just said, I'm a firm believer in doing your homework, because even though those are wonderful opportunities that he is talking about and they are real, there is also the flip side that there are people out there who are saying one thing and really doing the next. So just make sure you do your homework. You understand what I'm saying? So you don't get caught up in anything that you ain't got no control over, seriously. But, you know what I mean, good folks, we're down to the last couple of minutes. K. Diddy, once again, he done fell asleep.
I have not fell asleep. That's just what you think.
Okay. You know what I mean? So, do you have anything to add on to what Red just said about what's going on right now?
Talk to anybody, man, that got 2 feet to walk on this earth, add on to something that brother say.
We're going to take that as a compliment. Block caller, we see you. Thank you so much for joining us. Go ahead, K. Diddy.
I said, of course that's a compliment, man. I have the utmost respect for my enlightened colleague.
Wow.
Thank you very much. Thank you, thank you. Thank you very much.
Hold on. I think somebody from a block number want to talk. Let's let them up in here. There you go, block caller, you're on.
Hello.
Yes, hi, welcome to Can a Player Play. We're welcome to the show.
This is KNA. I'm going to make it real quick. I want to say that K.
The neighborhood.
Okay. I just want to say K. Diddy and
the neighborhood.
And K. Diddy, jealous, and Reg, you the man, you know. You the man today, K. Diddy. He's mean to me, so you the man today.
So in other words, you have a personal vendetta against K. Diddy right now.
Yes, I do.
Okay, well, don't feel bad. There's a wide-ranging audience out there because we heard from from a couple organizations that say we need to muzzle him, but he is K. Diddy. We let him do what he do.
No, I love K. Diddy. I love K. Diddy. K. Diddy, you cool. You cool with them Ed Hardy shirts.
So were you at the concert yesterday? Did you enjoy it?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. It was really, really nice. It was a lot of people there. The concession stand could have been a lot more soulful. But other than that, it was nice. It was nice. KDD, I saw you doing your thing. Reg, I saw you running all around trying to get business taken care of. So you guys really put it off. A lot of people gave a lot of positive feedback. So that's really
all right.
Good.
Well, hold on to that thought, Tweeta. Thank you so much for calling. Reg, let the good folks know where they can come check you out at.
Man, come check me out at IEA.biz. Oh, we got some good news. We got our internet radio up online. So expect to go to IEA.biz. You know where it is, IEA.biz. We're going to have a variety of independent artists on the show, and you'll be able to listen from your computer. We're going to start with like 16 hours of programming. As soon as that's live, probably by next week it'll be up and running. But I'll make sure to confirm that. I want to invite everybody to listen in and to chime in and tell us what you want to hear. If you've got if there's artists out there that you are familiar with, bring them to the fore so we can get them some airtime. We're also going to have talk radio and some other things going on. Really excited about that. You can also hit me up at my email address, which is Reg, R-E-J-J, at IEA.biz. Thanks, sir.
All right, and Dr. Mandrake, let the good folks know they can. Matter of fact, I'll just go on and tell them drmandrake.com, drmandrake.com. And since K. Diddy's feeling all slow today, I'm just going to say you can look in on Lamont at worldmovement.com. Check out the website, worldmovement.com. Got a lot of independent artists on there. Also, you know, you can grab a copy of the book, Play a Aesthetic Game Up, by yours truly. Loyalty and Passion, thank you so much, as always, for coming through, representing with me. TNA, only you can be TNA. That's all I can say, baby. So on that note, this is what's Can a Player Play? Every Sunday, 2:30. Join us right here, man, as we come through and do our thing. You know what I mean? And we're going to take you out with my favorite song. Just my favorite song.
Blame it on the blues, got you feeling loose, blues. Blame it on the drunk, got you feeling gone. Blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the alcohol, blame it.
up a Mozart, you open up like a book. I ain't tripping. Shout it, I ain't tripping. I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shout it, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shout it, got drunk, thought it all was a dream, so I made her say ah ah. Now she got a hand on my lips, got my feet all wet in my ride.
Popping bottles with the Henny in the cup, screaming money ain't a thing if it ain't throwing up in the sky. RKO. Cut a production. Good looking out. Yeah.
me how you love me more, and how you think I'm sexy, babe. But you don't want nobody else. You don't want this guy. You don't want that guy. You wanna touch yourself when you see me. Tell me how you love my body, and how I make you feel, babe. You wanna roll with me. You wanna hold with me. You wanna stay warm and get out of the cold with me. I just love to hear you say it. It makes a man feel good, baby. Tell me you depend on me. I need to hear it. I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? I'm lost without you. Can't help myself. How does it feel to know that I love you, baby? Shape. Baby, you're the perfect way. Treat me like my birthday. I want it this way. I want it that way. I want it. Tell me you don't want me to stop. Tell me it would break your heart. But you love me and all my dirty. You want to roll with me. You want to hold with me. You want to make God.
Come apart, baby. Now I'm fine. the truth. Hey, move.